right, boys and girls. That was Say Hello to Heaven by Temple of the Dog, which, of course, was fronted by our... I don't know what to say.
Departed Idol.
Departed Man. Idol. Thank you. That's fitting for Chris Cornell. Welcome back to the Giddy Up, Boys and Girls, 3:01 in the afternoon. And, of course, I have the funny man here, Chris, not Cornell, but thank God, it's Chris Ridgway, and no, the beautiful...
No Christ.
No Christ. You're renouncing Christ.
Yeah. No, I'm not renouncing Christ.
He's now an anti-Christ.
Yeah.
Okay. And the beautiful DJ Carla D.
Oh,
Barreto. What do you got going on? Do you have a gig this weekend?
Spending this weekend with the boys. Life is getting hectic.
With the
busy
boys?
Season, yeah.
You're with the boys right now.
I know. Well,
so
my family boys.
It's an all-boy.
My little boys.
It's an all-boy weekend.
Yes, always.
For DJ Carla.
Tell me about it. Oh, God.
So everybody out there, go to Portobello's and go to Rockefeller's and storm and picket that you want DJ Carla back.
No.
You know what? Go to the manager and throw your drinks in his or her fat face.
What?
My God.
Who's fat face?
The manager. You go, I want Carla. You suck.
I think you have an issue with Rockefeller's.
With everybody.
It's private party time.
All right. It is at this time.
Go to a private party. They don't have Carla DJ. You go up to the host and hostess and throw a drink right in their fat face.
Oh, all right. Enough out of you. Funny man.
He is out of control today.
What do you mean today? Like it's all right. This is the time we do the threesome at three. I hope you enjoy it. And believe it or not, I am going to do a Chris Cornell / Soundgarden. I guess I. We'll just say Chris Cornell.
Yeah.
Threesome. Yeah. And I hope you boys and girls enjoy it. We'll be back with the funny news,
yeah.
Right? Silly news, I should say. And who? And the Wheel of Music?
Wheel of Music, yes.
And whatever else tickles off fancy. All right, kids, enjoy the threesome. We'll be right back. Close in my eyes.
It's been 7 hours and 16 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love away. You've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whoever I choose. I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant, but nothing can take away.
WMFO Medford.
I'm
That's right. Spoon Man. And you know what that means? Crack.
Spoon Man was a wacky. That's
what it means, Chris.
Really?
No.
Yeah, you
Spoon Man
spoon.
Was a homeless dude. Spoon Man was a homeless dude.
This is no. Don't listen to the funny man. He's making up stuff. Spoon Man means he was hooked on crack cocaine or heroin, and he was burning up the spoon. It doesn't mean he was like one of the three bears eating porridge out of a spoon. I'm sorry. All right, kids.
Stop rewriting rock history.
Anyways, that was your threesome at 3. Because we love a threesome at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That was Chris Cornell. That was Soundgarden. Blow Up the Outside World. Chris Cornell, Nothing Compares to You, on his rendition of who, Chris?
Prince via Sinead O'Connor.
Okay.
It's a Prince song.
I'm glad you said that, because that is absolutely politically correct. It was
correct.
No, well, Prince wrote the song for Sinead.
Oh yeah,
O'Connor,
I have the Black Album version. That's been
and that was
bootlegged.
Crack Man. I mean, I'm sorry, Spoon Man.
No, he was a guy who worked at a soup restaurant. He had no forks.
Is that what it was?
Spoon Man.
Why would you have a fork working in a soup kitchen?
That's why he's Spoon Man.
Is that why?
That explains it all.
Well, you can, go from eating to greeting.
And in today's silly news.
Yes, we'll go right from that to today's silly news. Take it away, Carla D.
She'll be refereeing.
Yes, okay. So we have a man that is trying to sue a woman.
I don't believe it.
For $17 for a movie ticket after a bad date.
That's right. I did hear this story.
This Round Rock man is suing a woman he went on a date with for the price of the ticket after he said she texted through the film and left him at the theater. Brandon Vesmar filed the claim last week. The 37-year-old told the Austin American Statesman he met the woman online and they went to see Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's right.
Vesmar says the 35-year-old woman refused to stop texting. She stepped outside to text, and she even left the theater and never returned.
Okay, terrific.
Oh, man. The woman told the newspaper that he asked her later for the cost of the ticket, but she refused because he took me out on a date.
You, madam, are not worthy of my presence if you're going to text during Guardians of the Galaxy.
What?
I ask you, madam, please vacate the premises.
What the hell is that?
That was his Woody Allen impression, apparently.
Who's the guy?
Was that your Woody Allen?
No, it was my nerd.
You sounded exactly like Woody Allen.
The hot wants with the hot wants.
Is this Guardians of the Galaxy?
I have no idea.
No, I'm just doing a generic nerd who would go to the movies.
So the generic word is Woody Allen.
Yes.
In your case.
I do. I sound like Woody Allen's sleeper.
I'll never do another movie.
You got yourself Travolta.
Oh, do I?
I swear, Mr. Carter.
All right, so my my Jew impression is John Travolta. Yours is Woody Allen. Well, you do a better one then.
We have no idea what we're doing. I'm doing a nerd. I sound Jewish. You're doing Jewish guy. You sound Italian.
Hey, up your nose.
Carl, try a
Mexican. With a rubber hose.
See what comes out.
I would have take you to another movie, unless it's Welcome Back, Carter.
All right, and other
you will not be, you will not be invited back to my castle in the sky.
That's hard to read.
I don't even know what that means.
Away with you, wench.
Wench.
Oh, Mr. Carter.
I'm sorry, Kyle, are you saying something?
No.
No.
Don't mind me.
I have a note. I'd like to be excused from this segment.
Me too.
Signed, Epstein's mother.
I don't know if you guys know this, but, Kyle is doing this as public service, so she'll get into heaven someday.
From us.
I can feel have a halo.
St. Peter's like
catapulting her into heaven.
St. Peter's like, you're right here on top in gold. Couldn't miss your name in.
So in other news, we have a tattooed Florida man.
Oh, go figure.
Wearing a hot pink bra.
What are the odds?
All right. His name is Buford. Oh, my God. His laugh kills me. He's dying.
Okay. Chris is having a seizure. The funny man is having a seizure.
Call 911.
Please. Just call 711. It's not as much as an emergency. Buford! Buford, what you doing wearing a pink bra? Wow. I think it's fuchsia.
What a visual that is.
That sounds like a Smokey and the Bandit number 4.
Oh, man. This 30-year-old Floridian was arrested Saturday evening. If you can hear me over the laughter.
What's Buford's last name?
Carol.
Justice.
Oh. Carol. Maybe Carol. You should go by Carol Buford.
Walk, walk.
Good Lord.
Amen.
I have no idea. So a 911
caller reported that the driver of a Dodge Diplomat. What the hell is that?
What is a Diplomat? It's diplomatic.
What is it, like 1982?
This
is new news.
All right, hold on. Keep going. I'm going to find out the last time they made a Dodge.
It was the front car in the Rose Bowl parade. It was diplomatic.
A caller reports him swerving
now
all
I sound
over
like
the
Christopher
road.
Walken.
Impossibly all right. Drunk. Oh my goodness. That is one old, smarky looking car. All right. The complaint noted that the driver was wearing a hat, no shirt, and had multiple tattoos.
Hey, Colin.
So?
Yes?
Do you want to read the years of production for the Dodge Diplomat?
Let's see.
Why would you want to do that?
Oh, my. So 1977
oh my.
To 1989.
Oh, my.
I'm taking his probably not working. I don't know. I don't know what to say. All right. So a sheriff's deputy subsequently followed the Dodge into a hotel parking lot, noticing that he was wearing a white shirt with a hot pink bra underneath, and also smelling of alcoholic beverage.
Oh, who would do that?
Carol was arrested for driving the Dodge with license plates assigned to another vehicle, a newer one. A newer Dodge, I hope. He was also improperly...
Has Dodge made a newer car in the past 20 years?
Yeah.
Do they still make Dodges? Yeah, they still make Dodge. Which one did they get rid of? The Plymouth?
I don't know.
Plymouth's no longer the brand. There used to be Dodge Chrysler Plymouth on the Chrysler brand, and I think Plymouth is gone. I think so.
Alrighty then.
You can't get a Velari anymore. I know you have your eye on one.
The Plymouth Duster.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Back in the day, Duster.
It's a muscle car. Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to call it that.
You have a very strange notification on your iPad.
Yeah, you do.
What's it say? Don't read it. Hold on.
What do you mean, don't read it? This is...
Le Creuset is on sale at Rue La La, by the way. Is that the one?
No.
Oh, is it my buddy Dave?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. That's work-related.
Oh. Plus, patio furniture is on sale at Big Lots.
Awesome.
Patio furniture. Yes. And her cousin, Patio Lanterns.
I used to date her back in the 80s.
And patio furniture?
Yes.
And I dated her cousin, Patio Lanterns.
That's right. We dated the sisters. The cousins, I should say.
Yeah, cousins. They're different. Same first. Yes.
You two are so strange.
Yeah, we are. And who's to say we weren't? You knew what you were getting into.
No, I had no
Carla.
Idea, actually.
Miss Carla, you knew what you were getting into.
You're swimming with the sharks now.
Shark tank.
You're swimming with sharks.
He said sharks.
Sharks.
There's no R.
Boston
sharks.
Accent.
Get out of the water. It's friggin' Jaws. Get out of the water. It's a friggin' shack.
That is true.
Nice.
Ma, put down your Marlboro Reds. Timmy's getting eaten by a shark.
Put down the donkeys.
Dad's hammered on a Gansett. And he's pissing in the ponds again. Ma!
I can't even read this anymore.
Carla, there's a shark. Get out of the water. You're friggin' dangerous. I learned that at Bunker Hill.
Stop it now. All right. We also...
You're crying!
I am. You guys are crazy. We have a woman actually beat her young son over the lack of...
Sounds like my upbringing.
Over the lack of a Mother's Day card. Imagine this. I don't know if this is funny.
Ma, here's your card.
Here's your card.
It's got a shark on it.
Oh, a South Carolina woman repeatedly smacked her young son in the head because the child had only made a Mother's Day card for his grandmother. Reporting.
Come on, let's go take a walk around Break Hat. No shots in Break Hat.
No shots. Just a lot of jellyfish.
Oh, jeez. The boy was in the residence with his grandmother, sister, and his mother. Chantrell Murphy, the child's grandmother, told officers that Murray struck the boy 3 times. I can't even read anymore.
She break hat at him. Yeah, she broke his hat.
His orbital bone.
What a shock. What is going on with this show? It was supposed to be a very somber show.
No, we don't do somber shows.
Chris Cornell, no,
we're celebrating his life, and we're doing a giddy-up show.
Okay.
We're awful people.
Well, we were okay until Carla walked
in. Awful human beings?
We
why?
Are. There goes my halo. I'm laughing because this poor kid got smacked in the head 3 times.
What a shock. And break out.
Ma, put down that hammerhead. It's starting to hurt.
Good Lord.
Wow. So how's it end?
How's it end? I think we ended it a while ago.
Right? The boy's sister told police she saw Murphy strike her sibling in the head really hard a few times because of a Mother's Day card.
Ma, you're killing me with the blunt force trauma.
The woman became upset that the card was not for her, and she tore it up before hitting the boy in the head repeatedly. A patrolman reported spotting a handwritten card torn into pieces. I can't tell if you guys are laughing at me or with me.
Just in the whole realm of the thing.
Oh my God.
I was hit by a shark at Break Hat. I swear, Mr. Carter.
I swear.
So as for an ending, she was arrested for child cruelty. Went to the county jail and later released on a personal recognizance bond.
So Carla, I get an update on that.
Yes.
She is now the spokeswoman for Hallmark. Hallmark. When you care enough to send the very best.
That's right.
Upside your head.
Hallmark's new one. Get a Hallmark card. Your mom won't beat your ass.
Ah. Yes.
Alrighty then.
Oh.
Okay.
I miss Captain Quint. Speaking of which, would you like to do the, I don't even, the Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah. No. The 1990 FOA.
FOA? Why FOA. Is it FOA?
What is that mysterious background music?
That was Jaws.
Oh.
You didn't even know?
No.
We were playing the music. the classical composition.
Because you got...
By John Williams and the Boston Symphony Orchestra.
Hitting the jaw with a shark down in Breakheart.
In Sweden, it's called the Jaws. Yeah, would you like to see a Jaws? Jonas, we're going to see the Jaws.
What happened?
I don't know.
All of a sudden, we become... What is that?
It's Swedish.
I know, but...
Well, we go back to...
They don't even have an ocean in Sweden. What's wrong with you?
But they go to see the movie with the shark called the Jaws.
All right, take it away, Christopher.
All right.
For the wheel.
All right, so we're going back to the year 1994. Paulie, am I potted up? Am I ready to go? Is what they say in the biz.
In the biz?
In the biz. In the biz, no. Buddy.
Is that code for something?
I tell you, they'll chew you up and spit you out in this business. You better straighten up and fly right.
Oh, my God. What the
heck? Okay.
Punch like you are a dime a dozen.
That is true.
And I got a fistful of quarters.
All right, Mickey. Do your wheel, will you please?
Right? He can't. Now he's laughing.
No excuses. The great Alice in Chains. And of course, sadly enough,
the great Alice in Chains.
Out of all those huge bands, only Eddie Vedder is the only singer alive. It's blowing my mind right now. At number 23, we played this earlier today. It is our our dear departed friend, Chris Cornell.
Which I just played.
Spoon Man. From the incredible album, Super Unknown. And if you are looking to, to go back and look at their catalog, start with that. Don't go Greatest Hits by Super Unknown. Great album. Very
absolutely
cohesive.
I agree with you, sir.
It's brilliant. Next, the band Cracker. I think a very underrated band. I love this album, Kerosene Hat. This is called Get Off This.
I'm going to imagine they're all white.
Yes.
Name like Cracker.
Of course, we've been known to play low. DJ Pauly B's been known to play low by Cracker quite a bit.
That is true.
Yeah. Number 17 is John Mellencamp with his cover of Van Morrison's Wild Night.
Great song.
With Michelle Negricello.
What is that?
That's her name.
Fancy dessert.
Negricello. You can get it at Massimo's. Massimo's.
Oh, I play the cello like nobody's business.
He does.
Yeah,
he
seasons of wither.
You know what's great? A lot of kids grew up playing air guitar. He played air cello. He's such an erudite.
Air cello.
I am an erudite.
Kind of grows from their first album, August and Everything After. That is around here. He doesn't like Counting Crows.
Nope.
I Need Your Love by the band Boston. I think it was their last. They haven't had an album out since. They did have an album out 2 years ago, I think. Speaking about sharks, Great White, Sail Away. I do not remember this song. I am not a hair metal guy. I am more in tune with a band like this next one.
The Green Day, never heard anybody.
No.
In the mosh pit, maybe.
That's Longview. Another album. If you want to get a Green Day album, start with Dookie. Don't go with the greatest hits. Moving on next, another band that I really liked a lot was a band called Toad the Wet Sprocket. A song called Fall Down.
Toad the Wet Sprocket was a good band.
Weren't they?
Very underrated.
Yep.
Very.
A lot of great music right now in this chart, including our friends again from Seattle at number 11. Alice in Chains, I Stay Away.
Dude, my favorite band, you know that.
It is. Number 10, a band that Paulie and I really like a lot, and we've been listening to a little bit of, and I think they're touring this year. It's Live.
Yes.
Selling the Drama.
Selling the Drama, one of the best songs ever.
Yeah. We don't have any clips for the next two because they don't stream. One is Crazy by Aerosmith from Boston. Ma! Aerosmith's not online! I think he got eaten by a friggin' shark. Number eight, The Meat Puppets from Arizona. There's no water, no sharks in Arizona. And that's Backwater once again by The Meat Puppets. Number seven, Candlebox out of Seattle. I don't know if you knew this, but they were signed to Maverick Records personally by Madonna when she had a record contract company. So my thing was, all the good bands out of Seattle were already signed and already figured out years before. Soundgarden, of course, Pearl Jam, and who not. I think she showed up there, and that was the only band left playing that didn't get signed, and she wanted to be hip and sign a Seattle band. That's my contention. At number six.
Do you contend that?
I'm contending it. Vaseline, Stone, Temple Pilots from their second album. No sophomore slump there. Also, another one of our dear departed singers. And number five was Pink Floyd without Roger Waters from Division Bell. Take It Back. And at number four, again, Stone Temple Pilots.
Dude, they were large and in charge.
And
in the 90s.
Yep.
Mid-90s, man. There was nothing like STP. Nothing like them.
At number three, I think a really good album by the Stones. Go back and rediscover it. Love is Strong. There's some really good stuff on there. At number two, Collective Soul with, excuse me.
Great song. Yeah.
Shine. And coming up at number one, I'm going to send it to the man, the myth, the legend, the DJ, Holly B.
All right, boys and girls, 1994's number one song on this day, correct, sir? Is by happenstance, it would be Black Hole Sun, Soundgarden, with your boy Chris Cornell. We'll be right back, boys and girls.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Drown my fear till you all just disappear. Black hole sun, won't you come wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come? Black hole sun, won't you come?
That was your number one tune from 1994. That would be Black Hole Sun. It sounds like my life, actually. So far, welcome back to the Giddy Up Boys and Girls, 3:45 in the afternoon.
Oh, man. It,
I know, what? Oh, man.
I can't believe it's that time.
I know, it stinks.
By.
87 degrees in the beautiful, historic state of Medford, Mass. It is... going to be a pretty good weekend, actually. As far as the heat, you know, I don't like it myself. I know Kyle likes it.
Love it.
Christopher doesn't. But 67 degrees for a high tomorrow. Be very sunny. And I think my pick of the weekend would be 66 degrees. A little cloudy, but, you know, it'll be cooler, you know.
And what day is that?
That would be Sunday.
Yeah, okay.
As I said.
Oh, you did that say be, Sunday.
That would be my niece's graduation.
She's gonna
graduate from Merrimack College.
We're outside, correct?
We can be inside, outside, whatever. Whatever it takes. Go in through the outdoor. Go out through the indoor. It doesn't matter. We will be there, and smiles will be had by everybody, and we will celebrate her graduation into the world. Good luck.
Too funny.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. Poor girl has no idea. Anyways. Well, she doesn't. Anyways, welcome back, as I said, and... we are going to do Color's Corner, and I believe Christopher, the funny man, has a new...
I wrote it. I didn't record it yet.
Theme music? Oh, are you going to sing it? Or are you?
No, we're going to wait until the official recording is out.
Oh, really?
I even... So
that was a tease.
Yeah, it's going to take a while because I'm programming the drums right
now. It's only been 2.5 years since you've been planning this.
It's a full band. It's me playing everything. So
this should be good.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm really talented.
So maybe I should give the weather for another year ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
So thank you for that, Christopher.
And no, thank you.
We're going to send it to DJ Kala with her, I don't know, questions?
I need to get more relaxed when she
Kala's
asks questions.
Corner. I like Kala's Corner. Yes. It's one of my favorite segments of the show.
I like to feel like I'm on Merv
Griffin.
Well, take
it away, DJ Kala D.
Alrighty then. So, we'll ask both of you the same question. Which celebrity do you think you could get mistaken for?
Oh, I hate this question because it's happened to me many times.
What are you, Arnold Horchak?
Oh, he sounds like him.
Okay, first of all, breaking weather news. It hit over 90 in Boston 3 days in a row. This is officially a heat wave.
Wow. I'll take it.
It is.
It's officially. Wow. Official.
That's awesome.
Official heat wave. So stamped what it. Does that mean?
That we're friggin' hot.
It's. I'm just saying.
So I'm going to fill my turtle pool with ice and sit in the backyard and drink and sip what are those crazy teas?
Do you
why
have
don't you
a
do
turtle
this?
Pool?
Yeah.
I can picture this.
Well, why don't you cut out the middleman and just fill your pool with margarita, the pre-made margarita stuff, and put a straw in it while you're sitting in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could it be a crazy straw?
Then it's whatever you want it all to right. be, brother.
Well, as long as it's a crazy straw.
All right. I'm going to tell you a story that happened to me many years ago when I had my long hair. I was out getting something to eat. I was at the Assembly Square Mall. Don't look for it. It's pretty much gone now.
Yeah.
Now it's Assembly Circle, whatever the hell you call it.
Assembly
so
Row.
Some guy comes Row. Up to me. I was at my lunch hour at work.
Rochambeau.
My boss and I went to, I forget what the restaurant was there. And as we're leaving, some guy comes up to me.
Dapper Dan's.
Dapper Dan's, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Remember that place?
He comes up to me all excited. He goes, "You're the guy from that soap opera." I have no idea what it was. and my boss is like a few paces ahead of me, and he's like, "Do you know that?" He's like, "What the hell's going on?" So he comes up to me with pen and paper. So I autographed it. "Stay in school, your friend Fonzie."
Oh.
Fonzie. Oh,
I couldn't think of anything. I thought it was funny. So long hair back then, kind of big. Only one I could think of back then who was on a soap opera. Was that John Stamos, maybe? I don't know, because we're both the same coloring and stuff like that, and the big hair. So I think, I don't know who it was, but I was, unless I was on a soap opera at the time and I just didn't know it.
Welcome to your life.
I know yours.
How do you know mine?
Because I was right there when it happened.
I don't even know mine.
Oh, come on. The guy wouldn't leave you alone. He thought you were Art Elisakis from Everclear.
I know he did.
And he would not leave you alone.
She has no idea who that is.
No, I don't.
But I have been mistaken for Eminem? Quite a few times. Mm-hmm. Quite a few times.
There was a wrestler, too, people used to say you look like.
Oh, no. Fit Finley. I look exactly like him.
No, I was thinking of Junkyard Dog.
No, I don't think you were. But definitely Fit Finley. A lot of... I told you, I was jogging in the park one day, and those kids were like... It was probably like a half a dozen of them. They're like, "Hey, are you Fit Finley?" I'm like, "Shh." They're like, "I told you it was Fit Finley!" Because I absolutely do look like him a lot.
Very good. All right, if you could change your first name, what would you change it to?
Hoonslap.
What? Where the hell did that come from?
I have no
idea. Repeat that name. Can you even repeat it?
Hoonslap.
Hoonslap Brent.
Hoonslap Brent.
It's going to ring
and
to
I
it.
And I do porn.
Oh, my God.
I cannot follow that.
You did not make your mother and mother's day card.
I cannot follow that. I was just going to say Zeus, the god of gods.
Nah, Hoonslap.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Hoonslap it is. I'm taking you to the city hall to get it changed. We're going to the courthouse.
All right. What songs are included in the soundtrack to your life?
We do not have enough time for that one.
No, we absolutely not.
My God.
Pick two.
No,
pick
there's
two,
no way.
Huh? Well, the theme from Jaws, obviously, from today. Ma! I got bit in the ass by Jaws. It hurts.
Break hot.
The Mystic Place.
Yeah, this is, by the way, this is the remake of Jaws that's starring the Wahlberg family. Ma! Tell Jenny Donnie got bit in the ass by Jaws. Mark's gonna beat him up. Mark beat up the
so
shark.
I'm what are you
to
be. Doing?
You are so loud.
Thank you.
I have nothing.
If the shark's hungry, send him to the restaurant for a burger.
God. All right, there we go.
Is that it?
Did you have a song?
No, I really don't.
I would really, really have to think long and hard before answering
that one. That's a,
I might come back with an answer.
Back to that next week.
You got to understand, you're talking to two music guys.
I
like,
know.
Where our vocabulary in our...
That's why
you know
reach
what?
Is very
and plus if you have to go through like the different stages of your life and how you're
true.
A different
Absolutely.
Person.
Yeah.
So if you were to say like me at what 24, 25, Black by Pearl Jam's there.
Okay. I can relate.
Last Goodbye by Jeff Buckley, definitely. That was I swear I could have written that song, except he's much more talented than I am. Or anybody that ever lived, I think.
I could go with TNT by AC/DC right now.
We won't get too far down that road.
All right. Here's your last question.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be DJ Pauly B.
I want to be the funny man, Christopher.
Nice. We'll just reverse you
that?
Two.
I like it.
Next week, you just switch seats.
We'll just switch seats.
Why, do you want to hear music, or you just want to hear me make arm farts over the mic all day?
Arm farts.
In laughter.
All right, so thank you, DJ Khaled Barreto.
Thank you for your crazy answer.
We'd like to say our goodbyes while we're here.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start off saying goodbye.
Ladies
well,
first.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. It's been awesome weather. Shout out to Eric and also our Boston Celtics. We got to give them some credit.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get it back.
Yep. We got to give them credit anyway.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's
pretty
not going to happen. It was like watching.
It doesn't matter. Even if they made it.
Watching
just
them playing a high
point.
School team. I hate to say it.
Well, at 4 o'clock, if they don't come in, we'll do our sports show.
There you go.
Okay.
Then we'll do the three of us to do a sports show.
So have fun, be safe. We'll see you soon.
Right on.
Yeah. By the way, I do want to, you know, thank my two good friends here who I think did such a great show today. Seriously, listen back to it. This was a good one. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your enemies for that matter. It was that good. And of course, our man of the hour for really cultivating a wonderful chronicle of Chris Cornell's career. You did
tribute.
A wonderful job today.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah,
that was
absolutely.
Awesome.
Wow, thank you. No, I'm, you know, it's a sad day in rock and roll music, but, I mean, we need to recognize, like I said, one of the greatest voices ever in rock and roll.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing, too, is just a little secret here is that Paulie and I discussed this yesterday. He had a different plan before Chris Cornell died for today's show. It was going to be a theme show, but I'm going to keep that for future reference.
Yes, we will do that show probably in a couple weeks, I'm thinking. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, thank you, everybody. You know, God bless you, Chris. I'm so sorry it had to go that way.
Much too young.
Yep. And, you know, everybody, when you see a friend or somebody, you know, keep an eye on them and make
right.
sure they're okay. Don't be afraid to hug your friends. They
good
may be
advice.
Hurting and you don't even know it. So
that's
so
the thing, too. Like, nobody's seen that coming.
Yep.
You know, depression is a disease as alcoholism, as drugs, as anything.
It's mystifying.
And you can't see it coming. But if you even have a hint of it, as the funny man said, please look out, you know, for your friends and watch over them. And don't let them, you know, a knock on the door could have changed his life.
Yeah. Yep.
You know? Well, all right. Not to end.
Go
this,
as fast as you this, can, this, as far as you can, for as long as you can, people.
That's right. And we are going to take a 166-hour break because I think we need it after this show. And I want to thank, of course, my funny man, DJ Christopher. He doesn't want to be called Christ
I don't need
anymore.
DJ since
all
I call right. the funny man.
All right, the funny man. And, of
to.
Course, the beautiful Khaled D. And I want you all to have a great weekend. And I want to thank everybody for listening in because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here doing what we do, making fools of ourselves to start your weekend off right. So you guys have a great weekend. And I want to apologize to, of course, Matthew McConaughey. We ran out of time. He's in the green room. All right, all right, all right. And we'll see you next week. You guys, God bless. Stay Boston strong.